From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The number of confirmed cases of swine flu in the U.S. has risen to more than 175 in 26 states, but the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says most of the cases in this country have been mild compared to those in Mexico. President Obama says since health officials are not sure why that is, the government is taking all necessary precautions in the event the outbreak in the U.S. worsens.
The current strain of H1N1 can be defeated by a course of antiviral treatment that we already have on hand. We began this week with 50 million courses of this treatment in the Strategic National Stockpile. Over the course of the last few days, we've delivered one quarter of that stockpile to states so that they are prepared to treat anyone who is infected with this virus.
Mr. Obama speaking in his weekly radio and internet address today. Health officials in Mexico say the swine flu outbreak there appears to be stabilizing. There's been only one confirmed new death in the last 24 hours. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Mexico City.
Mexican Health Secretary Jose Angel Cordova says the number of people being admitted to hospitals and clinics with flu-like symptoms is dropping. In a press conference, Cordova said the numbers are getting better every day. He said efforts in Mexico to get people to seek treatment immediately and limit person-to-person contact, particularly in the capital, seem to be working. The health secretary went on to say that the virus may not be as aggressive as originally feared. Mexico City remains nearly empty on day two of a five-day weekend. The president asked people not to work on Friday. This coming Monday and Tuesday were already going to be holidays. Meanwhile, the Secretary of the Treasury says the swine flu outbreak is costing Mexico billions of dollars and could cut the country's gross domestic product by as much as a half a percentage point. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
Attorneys for Chrysler are filing motions today asking for a bankruptcy court's approval to sell most of the company's assets to Italian automaker Fiat. And at a hearing Monday, lawyers will ask a judge to let Chrysler use billions of dollars in government loans so it can operate under bankruptcy protection. NPR's Paul Brown has more.
The U.S. government has agreed to loan Chrysler up to $8 billion in addition to the $4 billion taxpayers have already provided. The new money was dependent on Chrysler's linking up with Fiat. Judge Arthur Gonzalez approved a number of motions on Friday after Chrysler's Thursday bankruptcy filing, but still unresolved is how to deal with some creditors who balked at White House pressure to take less than they wanted for their investments in Chrysler, forcing the company into bankruptcy. The creditors could still try to force Chrysler to liquidate. Chrysler is idling all of its plants until the deal with Fiat closes. Meanwhile, Chrysler has reported a plunge in April sales from March and from a year earlier. Paul Brown, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington. Stone-throwing militants clashed with police in Berlin early today in what a city official is calling the worst May Day violence there in 4 years. From Berlin, NPR's Eric Westerveld has the story.
During most of the day and into the evening yesterday, tens of thousands protested peacefully here. Demonstrations over rising joblessness and economic disparities mixed with festive street parties. But after midnight and into the early morning hours, several hundred liquored-up leftists threw homemade gasoline bombs as well as rocks, bricks, and bottles at riot police. More than 200 police were injured, 14 seriously. Police used pepper spray and tear gas to quell the unrest and arrested nearly 300 demonstrators. Many blame the violence on the worsening economic crisis, but Berlin's interior minister, Erhard Korting, today called the rioting mindless. For the most part, they weren't motivated by politics, he said. Throwing slabs of pavement at police has nothing to do with social unrest, he told a news conference, adding they only wanted violence. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Berlin.
Billionaire businessman Warren Buffett says he believes the financial outlook for most newspapers in the U.S. is bleak. Speaking to a meeting of shareholders in Berkshire Hathaway, the company he heads, he says he would not buy stock in most newspapers at any price because he says they have the possibility of nearly unending losses. Berkshire owns the Buffalo News and a major stake in the Washington Post. Buffett says most papers lack a sustainable business model. Several large newspapers in the United States have closed in recent months, and others, such as the Boston Globe, are struggling. Charlie Munger, Berkshire's vice chairman, called the decline of newspapers in this country a national tragedy. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.